Lesson B. Building Vocabulary. A. Meaning from Context. Page 134.
Telescopes of the Past. As far as we know, Galileo was the first astronomer to observe the moon, planets, and stars through a telescope. In the 17th century, telescopes were just glass lenses inside tubes made of wood. The lenses were shaped by hand to make things appear larger. Soon, however, people wanted bigger telescopes to be able to see farther into space. Large glass lenses were heavy and didn't work well in a telescope. So in 1668, Isaac Newton invented something new, a telescope that used a mirror to reflect light. Soon, reflecting telescopes became the first choice for astronomers.
Telescopes of the present. As telescopes became larger, it became necessary to put them inside some kind of building. Observatories, buildings with telescopes inside for doing research, were built as early as the 18th century. With these larger telescopes, astronomers discovered planets that Galileo never knew about, Uranus and Neptune. Three of today's largest observatories stand on top of Mauna Kea in Hawaii. At nearly 14,000 feet, 4,300 meters, Mauna Kea is above 40% of the Earth's atmosphere. The Keck Observatory is among the observatories on Mauna Kea, and the mirrors in its two reflecting telescopes are 33 feet, 10 meters across. Their size allows astronomers to see far into space.
Telescopes of the future. The Hubble Space Telescope was not the first telescope in space, but it is large, and it is completely outside the Earth's atmosphere. Hubble can reach farther into space and view more kinds of objects in space than any telescope before it. Work on newer, larger telescopes is also happening here on Earth. The Large Synoptic Survey Telescope will be able to view a wide area of space instead of the narrow area of older telescopes. And the Giant Magellan Telescope will be able to collect four times as much light as the telescopes on Mauna Kea.